This Present Past, written by Tracy Harding and read by Edwina Wren. In a desolate clearing in the wood, she stood sentinel, with no weapon save her majestic appearance and her dulcet voice. The lady did not avail herself of any words that might hint at her origins, but rather used a mixture of hummed notes and stirring vocal tones. Her song resounded through the chilly silence of the clear dawn with such majesty that one imagined she was summoning the gods unto earth. The strange, sultry allure of her soulful song ignited a fire in Gwion's chest, and even in his current predicament, her gift commanded calm and awe. "Be still," the words were hissed into his ear as Gwion was held firmly from behind. One huge hand was clamped over his mouth, and a strong arm wrapped around him, restraining both his arms and his body easily. The man who now held Gwion's life in his hands must have been massive, and his body radiated an extraordinary amount of heat. Despite the chill of the morn, Gwion had not felt so warmed in a long time.
"Just watch."
The gravelly tenor of his captor's whisper sent a paralyzing fear shooting through the lad, and he ceased to struggle. Ambush was a new experience. Gwion was usually more cautious, cunning and nimble. He'd been collecting kindling to bundle and barter from the woods outside Thlanfair all his young life. Right in the middle of the lands of the Cymru, his village was about as safe a place as could be found in what had once been Roman Britain. This place had been spared from the eastern raiders and from the plunder of the folk of the Winter Isle to the northwest. But hard times made a thief of otherwise good men, so it was his practice to keep his wits about him. Gwion's father, Gwirang, had taught him how to extract a merchant living out of the mountains and woods along the Arfon Banwe, and Gwion had continued to make a livelihood from the forest since his father's death the previous winter. But this morning, when Gwion heard that beautiful voice, his sensibilities had fled, and he'd blindly wandered straight into the arms of a brute twice his size. The young woodsman's heart was racing with such intensity that he could feel it beating in his throat, where it threatened to suffocate him if his captor didn't first. Had the Saxon raiders he'd heard tell of finally infiltrated the very heart of Cymru? Was he being held by one right now? Or was his attacker one of the resistance who called themselves the Sons of the Long Knives? He'd been inspired by the stories of their exploits as recently as 2 days before, when a bard had stopped a few nights in Thlanfair. The bard's name was Talayan, and he first recounted a tale from the past that told of the horde of invaders led by Hengist, who hailed from Saxony. This warlord had tricked his way into landholdings on the eastern side of the island by offering peace, and his beautiful daughter to a gullible and self-indulgent local ruler. The event was known as the Brad y Cathaeth Hirion, the treachery of the Long Knives,